you came all this way from Seattle.
I'm so happy to be here and share this experience with you all.
Where's Nancy?
Oh, she's meeting us near the flagpole. Okay, I brought string and a hole punch so that we can wear our signs around our necks.
I brought sticks we can attach them to.
Oh, we're not allowed to put the signs on sticks.
Why not?
I guess they're trying to make sure they don't get used as weapons.
Weapons?
I thought this was supposed to be a peaceful protest, Vi.
Oh, it is, but apparently there's been some talk of infiltrators inciting violence and making it look like protesters did it.
Violence? Wait a minute. I mean, I really want to stand up for women's rights.
And the rights and safety of people of color.
And Muslims.
And immigrants.
And the LGBTQ community.
And Native Americans.
And other marginalized communities.
Not to mention the health of the planet.
Yeah, global warming, for God's sake.
Education.
Abortion rights.
Coastal habitats.
Trade agreements.
Yes, for God's sake, yes. I want to support all of that. But I don't want to put myself in danger.
Nobody wants that. But this is one of those moments in history where we're being called to action.
Who says? I mean, how do you know this is a moment in history? It hasn't happened yet. You only know what history is after it happens. Then it's history.
Here we go.
What? Am I wrong?
That's just semantics, Paula. You know as well as I do that this is a pivotal moment for our country.
Stay cool, peeps. Paula? Do what you gotta do. If this kind of risk isn't for you, that's okay. Just keep calling your senators every day.
Oh, no, I'm not saying I'm leaving. I'm just saying.
So, no sticks.
Right. Also, I thought we should share some tips on how to be safe and stay well during the march.
I feel nauseous.
I have Pepto-Bismol if you need it.
Thanks.
Well, first things first, let's make up a plan for if we get separated.
Well, why don't we just text each other if we get lost?
They say cell service may be unreliable. So, if we get pepper sprayed by the police or hurt by weapons...
Weapons? What's with the weapons? I am totally freaking out.
I've got a Xanax if you need one.
Yes. Yes, please.
Okay, they say to be safe, we should stick to the edges of the crowd.
Everybody's gonna try and do that. If we're all sticking to the edges, there'll be no edges to stick to.
The world won't come to an end if we're not on the edges. It's just a suggestion.
I heard we're supposed to write important info on our forearms with a Sharpie.
That's crazy. Ink is toxic, and Sharpie ink lasts forever.
It'll wash off eventually, and I brought silver, so pretty.
What kind of info is so important that I should risk my life for it?
Emergency contact, drug allergies, stuff like that.
Oh, I think I'm gonna pass out.
I have smelling salts.
You're the best. Can I keep that in my backpack?
Oh, honey, we can't have backpacks here.
But I mean, why not?
Safety reasons. They don't want to make it easy for people to conceal weapons.
Weapons! Stop saying weapons! Oh my God, this is not good!
Don't panic, honey.
It's too late. No backpack? That's insane. No one told me. Am I just supposed to throw my backpack away?
You could go back and leave it in the car.
There are so many people here already. It'll take me all day to get there. So, what can we bring?
All we're allowed to bring in is a purse that's 6 inches by 8 inches by 4 inches.
That's not even big enough to fit a bottle of water in. Or a sandwich. Or wine. I'm anemic. I need food at regular intervals. Well, what the hell can you fit in a purse that size?
A protein bar and a driver's license.
God, I am freaking out.
I have a Valium if you need it.
You're the best. Goodbye, Kate Spade backpack.
Oh, there's Nancy!
Hey everybody!
Hey, Nancy!
Nice hat!
Thanks!
Oh, Nancy, this is my friend Lola I told you about.
Great to meet you, Nancy.
You too!
Nancy, are you okay?
Oh, happy as pie. Why do you ask?
I've never seen you with a walker before.
Oh, I'm okay. Kind of a bum hip. I was going back and forth about getting a walker. Then I happened to cross this one at Goodwill. I figured it was a sign.
Cool.
Can you believe how close to the stage we are?
It's amazing. It's gotten super crowded just since we got here.
Yeah, look over where we came in. It's crammed body to body now.
It's amazing.
Oh, totally inspiring that so many people are willing to do something about what's going on.
So many people.
Deep breath, honey.
We're trapped. We can't get out of here.
Yes, we can, Paula.
Oh, don't say yes, we can. It makes me want to cry.
You and me both.
Breathing in. This is a good cause.
Yes, it is.
I'm glad to be smashed up against absolutely every single person who lives in D.C. plus out-of-towners.
Yeah. One more thing. I read there may be fake video crews interviewing people and then editing them. So whatever people say seems like the opposite of what they meant. So don't give interviews.
Okay.
Sure. Thank you.
I have to pee.
You're joking, right?
Oh, this is so awesome. Everybody fired up today?
Where are you from?
Who, me? Seattle.
Why are you here today?
I want to put my body in the message.
What message?
That we won't tolerate anyone's rights being taken away. Women, people of color, the LGBTQ community, Muslims, immigrants, and all the other marginalized groups.
Lola, are you letting her interview you?
Oh, crap. I totally got sucked in. Where are your credentials?
Right here, honestly. Turn on your TV and watch the CBS Sunday News every week, you think maybe?
Sorry! I'm not from here!
Oh my God! Did you see how mad she got that you didn't know who she was? What an ego!
I really have to pee.
I don't see how you're gonna get through the crowd, especially with your walker.
Well, what am I supposed to do? Pee here on the sidewalk? No way! I'm off to see the wizard.
One of us will go with you. Anybody else?
I don't, but I'll go. I know exactly where the porta potties are. We pass them on the way in.
It's starting. Hey, it's America Ferrera. I love her.
All right, here we go, Nancy.
Excuse me.
Walker coming through.
Here you go. Glad you braved it. Thanks for coming.
Thank you. Looks like this walker is a blessing in disguise.
I know. People are parting like the pink sea. Excuse us, Walker.
Pardon me, Walker here. Do you know where we're going?
We're almost there. It's just up ahead, past the CNN truck.
Oh, I think we passed it.
I promise you, we didn't. Just try to head over to the right.
I'm going this way. Excuse me. Hi. Any idea where the row of porta potties is?
Well, I don't know about a row of them, but there's a single one up there ahead. I've been in this line for the porta potty for over 2 hours, and now the people coming out say it's full, if you know what I mean. I really don't think you want to do anything in there. I know I don't, but I've invested too much time to start over. Crap. Exactly. And lots of it. Somebody told me there's a row of porta potties over there.
I know. See, Nancy, I told you.
Okay, fine. Let's go. Excuse me. Walker coming through.
Excuse me. Walker here. Woo!
What did we miss?
I don't know.
Let's just stay here until the marching starts.
I think that's going to be even more of a cluster. We'll lose Vi and Paul and the rest of them. Let's just head back. Walker, coming through!
What happened?
Not a clue. Let's push ahead hard and fast. Go! Walker! Walker, coming through!
Can't build the wall! His hands are too small!
Nancy,
Lucy! Oh my God, I was so worried. You were gone forever.
Well, at least you got to pee.
Actually,
March! 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 March!
No, no, we can't march. We're in a human gridlock. We'll be trampled.
Look, I know you're scared, Paula, but you've got to pull yourself together. This is new territory for all of us, and we're all scared.
She's right, and we gotta feel the fear and do it anyway.
Yeah.
We've gotta tap into our inner warrior.
We gotta rise up like the activists before us and be the freaking change.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
What's wrong?
A lot. But you know what? You're right. And I've had it.
Well, it's almost over.
No, not the march. I've had it with being bullied, with being afraid.
That's my girl.
This new administration is a catastrophe, but damn it, they have threatened the wrong people.
That's right.
Yes.
Do they not know what we've given up to be here? Mm-hmm. I was gonna go see Hamilton in New York. But I spent that money to come to D.C. and march.
And that's not all. Goner, Wine Wednesdays. Now it's Mob Your Senator's Phone Line Monday.
Yes!
Instead of saying cozy in front of our fake fires, we're freezing our asses off at marches and rallies.
That's right.
We're reading all the news we can to find the right actions to take instead of couch surfing must-see TV.
Yes.
Writing letters may be old-fashioned, but we're doing it. Mm-hmm. Our hands are cramping from writing to our congresspeople.
Exactly.
Do you see what we have given up for you, Trump? You have woken the beast. Mm. The women of America are awake and we're mad as hell.
Yes!
We, the freaking people, are mighty, a force to be reckoned with.
Yes!
No more being overwhelmed into non-action. No more being frozen in hopelessness. Consider yourself on notice. We are fierce and we are gonna take you down, dude.
Yes!
Hold on to your toupee, Humpty Trumpty!
Okay, everyone, ready to march?
Yeah! No hate, no fear! Everyone is welcome here! No!